Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about blood thinner medications and vitamin K. Now, as people get older, it's not unusual for them to have to take medications that are blood thinners. Warfarin is one sort of generic brand, and Coumadin is a name that you might be familiar with. It's often used if someone has had clotting problems or has had a stroke. And Coumadin makes it less likely that the blood will clot and block the blood flow in the arteries of the body. So it's a way to keep the blood sort of moving smoothly and not clotting or clogging areas and causing a problem. Now, switching over to the food piece of this, you know, what does a medication have to do with food? Well, there are certain foods that are very high in vitamin K, and vitamin K is sort of Mother Nature's natural blood clotter. If we get a cut, it's what helps to clot our blood so that we don't bleed to death. And there are certain foods that naturally have a lot of vitamin K in them. And I thought I would let you know which foods are high in vitamin K. If you are on a blood thinner, it doesn't mean that you need to avoid these foods, but your doctor will probably tell you to just go a little bit easy on them or to make sure you have them on a very regular basis, but not to go overboard. So these are the foods that are the highest in vitamin K. The color green has a lot to do with it, okay? So leafy greens like kale, spinach, collard green, and mustard greens are at the top of the list. But actually, any vegetable that has a green color has vitamin K in it. So that means green beans, asparagus, broccoli, even green onions, dark lettuce, cabbage, and believe it or not, even tomatoes, because they start out green. So they have some vitamin K in them. Now, there are some fruits, and they're not very many, but there are a few fruits that have vitamin K that are worth mentioning. Kiwi and avocado both have a green color. And then blueberries and blackberries of the berries, they have seem to have a little bit more vitamin K in them. There are a few other foods that have vitamin K. Some of these I think you probably would not eat on a regular basis. Beef, pork, and chicken liver are high in vitamin K. Soybean oil, which is going to be found in a number of foods produced by the food industry, but probably in a very small amount. Green tea, there's that green piece, right, versus the black tea. And then lamb has a little more vitamin K in it. Now, don't automatically assume that you need to stay away from these sources of vitamin K. You need to have a talk with your physician or your cardiologist if he or she is the one who has prescribed a blood thinner, and ask them, do you need to stay away from foods with vitamin K? The trend today is to not avoid the foods and vitamin K, to just not go overboard. So if every night you have a salad, that's considered okay because it's something you consistently do. If every Saturday night you just go overboard on a humongous spinach salad, that might be a little bit too much and throw your blood clotting numbers off. And I know you get those checked probably about once a month. So have a discussion with your physician. Also remember that most other fruits besides the few that I mentioned have no vitamin K in them. Breads, cereals, grains, pasta, rice, for example, potatoes, dried beans, dried peas, and milk. None of these are big sources of vitamin K. So they really need to be a major part of your eating with some of those other foods, especially the green vegetables, in there on a small but consistent basis. Be sure to check with your doctor, though, just to see what his or her thought is about this, because the old thinking was stay away from all vitamin K, and that's not the case today. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.